First chapter 3, Mishnah 2, Kavru es hameis v'chazru. So, carrying on from the last Mishnah, if they bury the body, and now they're coming back from burying the body, and what they would do is, you see it now at the funerals as well, they'd form two lines, and the mourners would walk through, and then they'd give them the greeting. Hashem comfort you amongst the mourners of Zion. And, yeah. So that's what they're doing. He says, "Im yecholin lahaschil v'ligmor ad shelo yagir l'shura." If they are able to begin and finish one the opening line of the Shema, and before they reach the line, meaning before they reach the place where they're going to have to greet the mourners and give them their greeting, then they should do it. They should do it. They should do the Shema, and it's obviously the time for the Shema, and they should fulfill the mitzvah of the Shema. V'im lav, but if not, lo yaschilu, then they shouldn't begin to recite the Shema. And the reason being is that they are involved in a mitzvah comforting the mourners, and if you're involved in one mitzvah, then you don't have to do another mitzvah. Ha'omdim b'shura, if they're standing in the line now, ha'pnimim b'turim, the inner ones who are facing the mourners, the inner row, so they are exempt from saying the Shema because they're involved in the mitzvah. V'chitzoinim, but the outer ones, the people standing behind, so they chayavin, they are obligated to say the Shema because they're not directly involved in the mitzvah.